The sixth Saliya of Parshas Miketz finds Yosef now reunited with all of his brothers, and he instructs that a meal should be prepared, with Tfoach Tevach V'Hachein. And there is much possible significance to this meal. The question is just, what is the significance? We have many possibilities. The Gemara in Maseches Chulin and Daf Tzadi Aleph Mun Aleph finds it to be relevant to the halachos of Shechitas Akum and of Gid HaNasha. We're told that he instructed his attendants that they should show the brothers where the Beis HaShechita is so that they should shecht for themselves, so that the meal would be kosher for them, under the assumption that it would not have been kosher had it been shechted by a non-Jew, and that this was a halacha that the brothers would have observed, and also that the Gid HaNasha should be removed for them. Alternatively, the Mechilta understands that this was a preparation for Shabbos under the assumption that Yosef kept Shabbos. As the Maharil Diskin notes, though, presumably the brothers also kept Shabbos, and then the question comes up, why is it that they were expecting to head back the next day? He then assumes that it must be that this was indeed a reference to removing the Gid HaNasha, as one would do for Shabbos. But beyond Kashrus and Shabbos, there are those who connect this pasuk to Chanukah. We find the Ramah tells us that there are those who understand that there is a obligation to have a suda on Chanukah, and the Mordechai writes that there is a remez to Chanukah from this pasuk. The word V'Hachein has most of the letters of Chanukah in it, and then the Ches from right before it. And this parsha is usually read during the days of Chanukah. In the Sefer Ma'oris Yitzchak, he suggests that the remez here could be understood on a few levels. Perhaps the point of the Suda here is meant to represent that just like the table of tzaddikim is compared to a mizbeach, so this is a remez to the idea of the Chanukah HaMizbeach. And just as the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, so here we have the symbolism of the brothers now coming together for the first time. This represents Achdus, which is going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And he goes on to suggest that maybe we also have an allusion to the idea of Chanukah Geld. Immediately after this, there is a reference to the money that was put back in their bags. He suggests that perhaps this could be considered a remez to that idea of gelt, in that the Greeks took the money away from the Jews, and this was an expression of their power over them, and that perhaps the minig of giving gelt on Chanukah is a way of showing that we understand money to be there to help others, not as a way of expressing power or simply for material benefit, but as a way of expressing chesed. And perhaps we can see that there is some kind of a remez here to all of these values of Chanukah contained in this pasuk. The concept of the Suda itself is one that's also a topic of discussion in the commentaries. There is a Sefer Birkas Yaakov, written by Rav Baruch Yaakov of Gestetner, which is all about themes of Mechiras Yosef in these parshios, and he discusses why it is that Yosef chooses to make a Suda at this time, and he suggests that Yosef is hoping that the brothers will eventually realize who he is, and therefore to create this event of Achdus and of Chesed towards them is an opportunity for them to realize that he is indeed their brother and that he is looking to create this unity and kindness toward them in the hope that they will recognize him. In Pasuk Chaf, we find the phrase, Bi Adoni. Rashi and the Ramban have different understandings of what exactly that word means. Rashi understands that it is a lashon of tachnunim, of supplication, and that it is based on the phrasing that we find in Aramaic, where there is a similar usage. The Ramban disagrees, and he argues that there isn't any reason it would be a Aramaic root, and rather he understands it to be a language of tzaka, of crying out, essentially like oy vavoy. Towards the end of the Aliyah, we find that Yosef refers to Yaakov as Avichem Hazakein. Rav Soloveitchik and his drushes pointed out that Yaakov is referred to as Yisrael Saba, even though Avraham and Yitzchak both lived longer than him, because, as he puts it, he was the first active grandfather, and he therefore ensured Jewish continuity, so we refer to him as the Jewish grandfather. In the context of that pasuk, Yosef asks the brothers if he's still alive, even after he had asked them how he's doing. Presumably he knows that he is alive. In the Sefer Berachos Yaakov, he suggests that this is one more way of trying to get them to recognize him, that here he is indicating that he actually knows that he is still alive, because this is a part of the prophecy that he is looking to fulfill, so certainly he's aware that he's alive. And he suggests that that is also a part of what he is trying to evoke in them, this recognition, in the final pasuk in the Aliyah, in which he refers to Binyamin in these affectionate terms, ending with the word Bini. Nonetheless, the brothers do not yet pick up the hints, setting the stage for what is yet to come.